From Hyphen in Hollywood, our entertainment podcast, my name is Christian Ting, and we have a very special guest to kick off our inaugural second season of the podcast. You can see him in the upcoming Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings, playing a young Shang-Chi. It's Jaden Zhang. Jaden, how's it going today?
Good. How's your day?
It's been great. You're the first interview to kick off our second season, and we figured it was only fitting to do so with what can only be described as a tentpole movie. This is a tremendous moment for our community. So I want to jump right in and just ask you, how are you feeling right now? Like, what's going through your head in terms of all that's happening? The premiere, the global premiere is happening in a couple of weeks. You've been to a couple of screenings already. How are you feeling?
I'm just feeling so honored and so excited for our culture to be represented and our people to be seen on the big screen in Marvel. I think that the best part of being able to be in this film is seeing how so many people that are like me and like you are being represented on the big screen.
Yeah, just like, to sit in with that feeling for a second, to like, this is legitimately a part of history, being able to be a part of one of the first Asian-led superhero films at a time when superhero films are defining pop culture. They have so much power and so much clarity. And just the kind of the idea that like stuff like this is immortalized, like forever, like you will always be tied to this memory. So I'm sure you're feeling pretty jazzed up. I saw actually some photos from the global premiere. You're rocking the white pinstripe suit and jackets, looking extra fly. So hopefully that swagger can carry on, you know, for the rest of your time, you know, in this crazy business. So speaking on those, so how did you first get involved with entertainment and acting? Was it something that, you know, obviously you're super young, but did it come to you via like inspiration, or were you always involved?
Yeah, it came to me when I was really small. I'd watch like these little TV shows that were like for kids. Mm-hmm. And I'd see that one really cool character, and I was like, hey, I want to be just like them when they grow up. But my parents are like, they're actors. They're not really the character. They're just playing the role. And I'm like, I want to be an actor. Why is all the cool people an actor? So yeah, at the time I didn't know what an actor was, but I was sure that it'd be fun and cool to be an actor. And when I was like 8 or 9 years old, my parents enrolled me into an acting school. And then, yeah, we had a showcase in a couple of weeks. I practiced a few scenes to show, and then I got an agent and it all started.
And this crazy ride began that has led you to this moment. So I would say so far, so good, you know? Take us a little bit through like how, you know, obviously from your own personal path and your humble beginnings, how did you get involved with the production? And also, were you familiar with the character of Shang-Chi beforehand, or was he sort of a new frontier for you to explore?
I was pretty familiar with Shang-Chi because when I was small, I really liked superheroes. Mm-hmm. And I would look up, like, since when I was around 10, I learned that I was defined as Asian. So I'd look up Asian superheroes, and then Shang-Chi would be there. So I kind of knew, but not that exactly. I got involved into production because I just took the normal audition. There were two requirements: that I knew how to speak martial, that I knew how to speak Mandarin, and I had martial arts experience. I just taped the scenes and sent them over.
As someone who has neither of those two things, I am already super impressed with your background and how you're able to convey that to get the roles. What was it like auditioning? Was it something that was the martial arts experience displayed first, or was it more of like kind of an overall audition? And were you nervous at all, or was it something you just felt like a great sort of poise heading into?
At the time, we knew nothing about what we were actually auditioning for. It was a blind audition.
Oh, man.
And it was also actually a self-tape, so even more confusing. And we just read the lines, and then in the slate, I did some kicks and punches.
Gotcha. And little did you know that those movements would have land you to be involved in probably the most integral parts of the character's story. And I just think that a lot of times when it comes to like these superhero origin stories, the time dedicated to the backstory and like the very beginnings is so special because of how, even though there aren't a lot of scenes, all those scenes that are used carry a lot more weight and significance. And so I just know it, because it's not even a spoiler, but like scenes that are featuring you in the trailer when you're against sort of like the practice stick and you're really like, you feel so brooding and so intense. Like, where did you pull from that experience?
Like, I think I could kind of create an image of what was happening in my head because, well, Tony Leung, he's an amazing actor. And oh, yeah. I could kind of feel that his vibe and his kind of acting feeling. And I could take that feeling and put it into some of my own actions and expressions.
Tony has been getting a lot of praise, a lot of hype heading into this. It's crazy to think that this is one of his first English language films that he's worked on, despite being in the business since the 80s. So you had a chance to work with like a living legend. And did you know that he was involved with the project when you signed on, or was that reveal happening kind of as people were being cast and as the development process was going?
As soon as I was booked, my mom came rushing over and said, "Oh my God, Tony Leung is in this film." So yeah, I kind of had a little heads up from my mom.
That's good. It'd be different if like you didn't know, and the first day of set, you have like your first scene with him, and you're just like, "Oh," just like a whole different context. You actually have quite a few scenes with him in the movie too, which is super fun in terms of playing off. And I love how you mentioned how you were able to kind of identify what he was giving off in terms of his vibes, in terms of how he was determining his character. Because with Tony and with Wenwu, like, he also developed the character from scratch. So you can tell that like it was an original idea. So when you had those moments to work with him and also the other actors on set, did you pull from your own personal experience, obviously, you know, from your own childhood background to really kind of create this? Or was it something that was like, you were being collaborative with people on set, you wanted to do something completely different? Because a lot went into the role, clearly.
It was kind of a mix because I'm still kind of young and there isn't that much to pull from my childhood experience except for, oh my God, happy, happy, happy. And
yeah.
So I think working with all amazing actors helped me because I could see what they were doing and I could just learn from them. And
I'm glad. I mean, it clearly paid off. And I think I might've mentioned, but I had a chance to see the premiere actually this past Monday, the El Capitan, and just want to again, just send my congratulations to just one, the relief that comes with it being done and that it's being seen by the community. And there's been this response so far that's been so positive, which obviously must be a tremendous sigh of relief for the people involved, given, you know, one, how secretive the project was, but also like the work that went into it. And speaking of that, how extensive was like your own stunt work too, in considering like the scenes that you're involved with are very intense and they're very physical? Was that something that you kind of like knew heading in, or was it more, hey, by the way, you also be involved with a little bit of stage combat and a little bit more of like on the fighting side?
It was kind of coming in, but I also kind of knew because of the requirement.
Yeah.
The martial arts training was pretty fun, actually. It wasn't that hard because I already had some experience and I think I'm okay with this stuff. But it was really surprising because all I had was karate experience and I had to learn, I think, some boxing, some taekwondo, some taiji, and it was really different but also really fun.
I know, just it seemed super involved, so I'm glad you were able to kind of like take so many different experiences from it. And speaking of experiences, what were some of like your favorite moments from the set in terms of looking back? I'm not sure if it all was super intense and super like brooding. I'm sure there were moments where you as a cast were able to just like, you know, decompress and relax. Can you share with us some of those like highlights that you experienced during your time?
Well, even on the set, I remember one scene where all the four family cast members were together, and I was one of them, and we were on set together filming something, and I really felt comfortable there because I knew that everyone was super nice and that everyone would take amazing care of me.
Yeah.
And that I could really just be myself in this specific scene because it's so relaxed and fun.
Totally. And considering for like a lot of the scenes, you were probably one of the few kids on set too, because what it sounds like, you know, looking at the Ten Rings organization, there aren't many children employed by the by the Mandarin. So it was more just like, and you and obviously and your co-star were able to develop hopefully like a good sibling dynamic and whatnot too. But that's awesome. Were there any moments in the set where like that like were particularly memorable in terms of like after a really big like fight sequence or just a really intense acting session that you're just like, I'm gonna remember this forever? Besides the whole experience, obviously.
I think it was after one of the scenes where we were together, and then we did some activities together, and I think I'd remember that for my whole entire life because It was so fun, but also so intense, and it felt really different from anything else I'd ever experienced.
Truly. Just the scale of it and knowing, I'm sure, as you guys were, you know, nearing completion of the film, I think it probably began to dawn on you how once this is done and once we have finally put like blood, sweat, and tears into this, hopefully not too much of the latter, but so much of our effort was, you know, processed to make this possible. It's, again, just a general feeling of relief and, you know, with full consideration to what, you know, our community has, you know, been so resilient and been through, this kind of feels like it's peaking at that right moment where we have a very defined example of success in a film that, you know, can reach a lot of different people too. And I think, especially for like your role in the film, you know, personally speaking, when I was your age, there was never anyone who, you know, even vaguely resembled people from our community, let alone in a role that was dedicated for them and for the culture. So I imagine like, I've mentioned this, but like, what do your friends think? Like, I obviously like, you know, at school or at Zoom school or even in your community, like what's been the buzz around like your involvement? Have you been kind of a little bit mum about this? Or have you been like, hey, by the way, like I'm playing a young superhero.
I have told some of my really close friends, but not too many of them. I think some of them that have social media have definitely seen me.
Yeah. And
since it's summer break right now, yeah, I don't really get to see their facial expressions and reactions, but I'm sure it'll be exciting.
That's amazing.
And I'm pretty sure it's exciting for them as well because they'll... because their friend's a superhero. I mean, what's not to be excited?
I'm loving that confidence. I know you don't share any scenes with Simu, but do you get to meet him on set at any point, like during your time?
Yeah, I think the first day of my martial arts training, I got to meet him. He was just walking outside and he talked to me. We hung out a little bit and I had to go home. But once I met him on set and he was wearing a superhero suit, you know, the fancy suit with the red scales and stuff.
Yeah.
I got to poke multiple of the scales, but he told me to be careful because they're still drying.
I think it's so intriguing when like two actors are playing the same character, because this was kind of leading to my next question is like, did you like communicate with him as to elements from your portrayal that eventually would be, you know, seen in his, in terms of like a consistency with your character development and whatnot? Or was it more like, I'm gonna do this version because he was in a different time and you'll do your own thing as adult Shang-Chi? Or was there some like artistic license happening then?
I think we worked together, but we didn't like verbally say it. I could tell because I watched a few of his scenes happen.
Yeah.
And he kind of reminded me of what I did on set.
That's awesome. It's like he was watching your dailies like at the set and being like, I'm gonna pull a little bit from that as well too, because I think, you know, outside of just like the visual similarities, the one thing that in watching it that I really kind of picked up on was just like the quiet intensity that both of you guys brought to the performance. And again, for you having less screen time, capturing that in such a magnitude was really special, especially because like it's such a unique role, especially for like a young Asian actor to have that type of like accessibility. So I think you brought a lot of like honest like gravity to it, especially considering like the background, which we will not spoil for our viewers. And I'm sure for you, like, a lot of your friends are just gonna be like, hey, like, you see the movie 3 or 4 times, by the way, too, so we can, you know, continue to support it, you know, from the community and beyond. So that's awesome. But yeah, you're very welcome. I think outside of that, like just having a chance to just speak to you and get a feeling of one, the relief, but also just like the pride too, because you're right. You're just like, your friend's a superhero. And I think those type of mantras aren't always common. And I think, especially for our community. So I think there's a lot of people, you know, out there, whether you're young or you're old or you're deaf in the community, who can resonate with just an opportunity that we haven't seen before being captured. So Jaden, I want to just really express my thanks for being a part of this moment and this podcast too, for giving our viewers a chance to see a look inside the machine and the process that is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. My last question for you is more of a fun one. Is there anything you have working on next that you wanted to share, like whether it be an upcoming project or things that you want to do? I know you mentioned you're a big comic book fan, and I see all the merchandise behind you as well too. So that's pretty sweet, but yeah.
Yeah, I have an upcoming film. It's called Sight, and it's also an Asian culture representing film.
Awesome.
It's about, I can't spoil anything. Yeah.
There.
But we'll, it represents our culture.
Yeah, I was saying, leave people in suspense. That's how you build the hype. So I love it. Yeah. And I guess just as kind of a freebie from the grab bag, but in terms of like superheroes, what sort of like your, obviously you have one under your belt, but are there any other superheroes that you'd love to either play someday or like be in a movie with? The door's always open, it seems.
I'd want to be in a movie with Iron Man, especially.
Yeah. He was a keystone to all of us.
Yeah. He's really funny and smart. And Robert Downey Jr. is just also a great actor. So yeah.
Yeah. He put a lot of heart and soul into the role too. And I also love how like everything ties together. As is this miracle that is the MCU like moving forward. So I think people are gonna be very relieved and happy to see the way that it's continuing and the way that it references itself over and over again too. But yeah, man, with that pretty much concludes the podcast. So once again, you can catch Jaden in Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings coming out next week. We want to thank you so much from behalf of our viewership and our editors for taking time to be a part of our podcast and to commemorate our second season. So this is the best way to infuse it with a little bit of superhero energy moving forward. So thanks for your time, Jaden, and let us know next time you got anything going on. We'd love to have you again.
Thank you.
See you around.